So, okay, so we are taking to part, taking down to part 10. Please, of course, I've not made the audio available yet, but it will soon be available. Kissed on your notes, and that should be next week. Next week is the week of the Lord again. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's the week of the Lord. And don't forget, in case I forget, this weekend too is the weekend of the Lord. Praise God. Say 20 hours. Say 20 hours. Say just 20 hours. Okay. Amen. Okay. Well, I think I'm looking for a topic to call today, and I don't know what to call it. Say, it makes me better. Say, it makes me better. Okay. Hallelujah. So, are you ready with your notepad, Bible, everything? So, when I say 20 hours, I mean we'll be praying here 20 hours from Friday, 9 p.m. We'll be here till 20 hours is over. And if you sleep, we're going to subtract the number of sleep. We're going to add the, as usual, you know what I'm saying? So, until we are done. Amen. But I will try and continue the part 2 of this one just before the prayers and before we close. So, it won't be just prayers or stretch. Let's just have 2 words as a chocolate in between. Are you with me? Ephesians 1:13. Ephesians 1:13. You know one thing I observe? See, there is actually nobody that cannot comprehend the gospel. There is no man on earth. There is no man on earth. There is no man, of course, when we say man, the man is spirit, soul, and body. Amen? So there is nobody with that tripartite nature of humanity, spirit, soul, and body. Don't forget, if you're only spirit and soul, you are not a man. That's why even in the regeneration, in the reconciliation, we are still going to have a new body. Praise God. I like that type of body, such a body that can pass through walls. And yes, a body, you can see eat fish. Are you with me? Praise God. So, there's no one that cannot actually comprehend God's word. No one. What some people really need is emphasis and repetition. That is what differs. Some of us, we need to listen to that same message 10 times. I've told you that there are messages I listen. The first day... Okay, the first day you ever picked this book, Watchman's book, how does it feel? Who remember? Watchman, who named Watchman? Let me see. The first day you picked maybe the spiritual man, how does it feel? Say, Kilele, what is this? Yeah? Just say spirit, 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 spirit. You cannot write a line without spirit. Say, what is? Praise God. But if you pick the same book today, the job is so wow, okay. It's just like this. So what we really need is emphasis. And please, in church, don't compare yourself. Don't do this. Like, no, let me, I don't want to compare school with our academic environment, but it's actually. Same way some of us, we have to go to night class, study all night, go for tutorials before we write the exam. For some people, I knew a guy like that in my class. Sorry, it was a class ahead of me then in school. When it's time for exam, all these tests, everything, he doesn't do it. Practicals, he just enter one, you can't do it for me. But when it's time for exam, the guy will just enter one bush, smoke one terrible weed. He will now gather all your handouts. 2 days to exam. Cram everything. They didn't burn the paper 70%. That is all you target. Say, don't worry, you tell your practical is 10%. Take it. Your test 20. Leave it. See, but that exam 70. And yeah, you will still be topping the class. So now for someone like us, who God is helping, so now compare yourself with such a person. So also in church. Please, the fact that we are just talking like this and it seems that everybody is flowing, know yourself. Know the line that pastor said that you didn't understand. When you get to what you do, go over it again. There is something that is called light. There is something called illumination. Don't mind me, I will be a bit rusty tonight. Just be going, just follow me slowly. I had a busy day and night myself. So, there is something called illumination. Let me use the word. Sorry, I know it's not good. It's because of the way people have spoiled things. But there's actually something called catching the word. I know people have spoiled us slang because of the way you catch it, catch rema, sow seed, all those things. But there's actually called that sudden catch. The sudden catch will come as a result of what? Continual Fellowship with the word. So you can be reading that same John 3 saying every day until a day. You just read it. Okay. The same thing, though. So the word of God is spiritual. Okay, so today I call it makes me better. I will try and stress this a while. Let's see if we can finish this week before Sunday. And also, a lot of bells are already ringing in my heart. Things that we have to go into. Yeah, I can, it's right. Even when I've done that today, but I say, okay, let me wait for some people that are not around. Some people are not around there, so I have to be selfish. Amen. So, let me use the word healing bells are already ringing my ringing. Miracle bells are already ringing. When it's ringing, it's ringing. That means we want to put ourselves into that shoe. Amen. Praise God. We're going to get tremendous testimonies from our outreaches, from our individual life. Great times we're going to have. So, those times are close. Just stay tuned. When pastor says, come to church, what do? Pick your Bible and carry your unborn children. And what do? Come to church. Amen. So, upon salvation is the call to grow up spiritually. Upon salvation, there is a deliberate call for saints to grow up spiritually. Now, don't get me wrong. Salvation and all that comes with it cannot be improved upon. You don't improve upon salvation. Salvation does not need part B, does not need improvement. Rather, it needs comprehension, it needs understanding. Say we open Ephesians 1 verse 13. So salvation cannot be improved upon, but salvation must be understood. I first say something well, which maybe some people may not like, but well, I'll say it anyway. Glory to God. Ephesians 1:13. Let's take it together. One to go. In whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also, after you believe, what happened? You are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Say, I'm sealed with that Spirit of promise. So we can confidently say salvation is to receive the Spirit. Salvation is receiving the Spirit. Salvation is receiving the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. Of course, not like they had in the Old Testament, the Spirit of Christ, which was in them when they testified beforehand. The sufferings of Christ and the glory that we follow. Ephesians 3:17. So not like that of the Old Testament. We have a permanent indwelling of God in us. Permanent. Say permanent. Okay, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by what? By faith. That you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the what? The breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. 20. Together, I want to go. Yes, let's read. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So the power that works in us. Don't forget, he's saying this power is to the extent, if you see the use of words there, upa and another word, it's just too much. I say it this way, the power at work in us describes our salvation. That's Ephesians 3:20. He's not actually describing prayer. He's saying that that is why you cannot, I'm sorry to say, you cannot use answers to prayer to justify who you are in Christ. I don't know if you get that. You cannot use answers to prayer to what? Justify, to rate yourself. Because he's saying the power at work in you, he's saying there is a man unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all you could ask for. That means there is so much dynamics at work in you than you can ever express. Sorry to say, let me put it that way. That's your salvation. It is superabundance in capability. Superabundance in capability. Go back to that John 3:34 that we have looked at several times here. That should be a qualification for the supernatural ministry. John 3:34. For him whom God sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Amen. Praise God. So, we have seen that if he gave Jesus his Spirit without measure, then also he gave us his Spirit how to? Without measure. Why? Because, see John 20:21. Just put your eyes on your Bible permanently. Don't look at me. If you have an app in your phone that you can just please use it to jot the details of what we are studying today. It's a long sermon, but I will try and finish by 8. Okay, John 20:21. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. So if God is sending Jesus, if God is sending us the same way he sent Jesus, that means he must give us what he gave Jesus. How does he give the Spirit to Jesus? Without measure, right? How does he give it to us too? Huh? So who are the people that had the Spirit in measure? Huh? The Old Testament, what? Saints, right? Praise God. So now, I wrote down, so the abundance of God is only seen in salvation. What we call that abundance of God, I'm sorry, is only seen in salvation. If abundance will be in materials, the most spiritual believer should be the what? Should be not just rich, distinct, because see those use of words, exceedingly abundantly. That would mean each believer should be rich enough to buy the whole world. Hallelujah. Because this is power limitless. Positive infinity. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that the abundance of God is only seen in salvation. I wish it can be money. I wish it can be in if it's abundance, you should be come to church with one Lamborghini. You understand what I'm saying? You come with a Ferrari. You come with B2. It's not B2. Bentley. Which one will you prefer? Where will you land it? That's what we are talking about. But which one will you prefer? What is it? You mind Bentley? Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just like that joke. Is it a joke somewhere that when I shared? Guy that I said, Daddy, I came to school in my gold Ferrari. He said, but I'm ashamed. Everybody is using children to come to school. I'm really only driving gold Ferrari. But I said, son, stop disgracing me. I've sent $20 million to your account. Go and buy your own train. Amen. That is abundance. Praise God. Say the abundance of God. He's saying salvation. Okay, so God, now, I'm not saying, don't forget to, there's a way people usually add the, are you now saying stuff to this statement? Are you now saying God is insensitive to our needs? Who has said that? Who has said you should be poor? Who has said you should be smelling? Who has said you should be hungry? Nobody. Amen. Praise God. I know you are best in this place. You know, I'm not a humanitarian. Everybody will walk. Amen. And I task you. The Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sorry, I'm not a tax master. Don't get me wrong. So, but I wrote something in my book. I said, money, hierarchy, and wealth system is a creation of man in his fallen state. Money, that hierarchy, that thing that makes a man better than another, is not the creation of God. That's diverse distribution of wealth is not the creation of God. It's not the one that makes somebody poor, it's that makes another one rich. It's the default sorting. Remember when we study in What Is Man, right? We studied about how, you know, there are some, let me say this way. Some people, we are coming to healing very soon. You know, some people, they are actually healthy. Not because they are spiritual. Not because they are praying better. Not because they can confess the word better than you. Somehow their heredity, their gene is just okay. And they enter Christ that way. Some of them will just come to your pulpit, bouncing, hallelujah. We take drugs. We don't. For the past 25 years of my life, I've not taken drugs. Hallelujah, praise God. If you touch my body, you feel the eternal life is flowing like this. It's coming back. Somebody is beside him. And this man does not come for evangelism. He does not pray for 20 hours. What is happening, God? Last week, injection. This week, chloroprenicol. What they call that? Chloroquine. Those are those days. You are seeing. They don't use chloroquine again. Who's used chloroquine? So some things that we actually celebrate as divine is just heredity. We are just lucky to be okay. So that is why we don't use things to quantify spiritual growth. I'm sorry to say, people will face different challenges. And funny enough, two believers may need at times different tenacity in prayers to get same results. Not a making of God. It's just because where you are coming from is not where it's coming from. Some of you today, you say that, well, I'm a decent guy. I don't have problem with lust. I don't have this. I'm so cool. But there's a guy that he was born close to a brothel. He grew up with prostitutes. Is it his fault? But one thing is constant. That's the power of God. Amen, amen. So regardless of where you are coming from or where the storms of life has caged you in, the constant thing is what? Say the power of God. So just remind me, we're going to see that much more in talking about healings. So I said money, hierarchy, and wealth system is a creation of man in its falling state. And funny enough, God will respect it. Whatsoever man has instituted, what will God do? He will respect. He will show respect for it. In fact, notice that Jesus did not even try to tweak or to change that status quo. He didn't touch it. Like, he didn't touch it at all. You cannot read that gospel and you can confidently say, okay, this is the person that Jesus made rich. He met rich people. He met poor people. Amen. Praise God. Sorry, this is not my message today. It's just a byword. Say salvation is God's abundance. Say it cannot be improved upon. That's what I'm saying. I said, if you are rating things as the proof of faith, then Christocentric churches, we should be, we should just be glass microphone. Glass people self. Amen. All of you are just transparent like that. You know what I'm saying? Just stepping in, just in heaven, just an elevator, Hallelujah. It can be. Please. Okay, even if you don't have money to go to Dubai, I know you still go. Just Google Dubai. You will keep quiet. Number one, they built this nation without your Jesus. Number two, they built it in, let me say, 20 years. Without your Jesus. Go and see it. All of us, what the men of God, they are going there. Maybe I will go to the preach. Amen. Just go with it. You will come down on hallelujah. We are taking over. They have took over since you still want to take over. Even if I tell you what they are doing with medical science, they are doing this pool, they are past cloning spinal cord. You'll be hearing things with medical science, and God will not send a bomb to them. You guys, you want to discover my secret? God respects the invention of man. I think you should have understood that in the same Genesis 1. Say, God
respect the invention of man. So, you know, okay, this is not part of this. That is why that Tower of Babel, it could have been God that scattered them. He couldn't have been God. There is a man there that we don't have his name. Maybe we trace him out. Same way the flood of Noah did not happen without Noah. Sodom and Gomorrah did not happen without Lot and Abraham. Praise God. So Colossians 2:6. So what I'm simply trying to tell you is that what we call God's abundance is God's abundance. It cannot be improved upon. It is actually superabundance. It couldn't have been material things. Amen. So, what we call spiritual growth is to understand salvation. Write that down. What we call spiritual growth is to understand salvation. Colossians 2 verse 6 now. Let's start preaching. Colossians 2 verse 6. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk ye in him. So walk ye in him. Verse 7. That's where I'm going. Are you ready? Verse 7. Rooted and what? Built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Let's start from the word rooted. Rooted, Greek word, rizo. R-H-I-Z-O-O. R-H-I-Z-O-O. Rizo, it means you become stable. You become stable. Rooted in him. You become stable in him. You are established. You are unshaken. You are stable. Same word used in Ephesians 3 verse 17. When he said that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love, stable in the love of God. You are not, nothing is shaking you. Circumstances of life is not causing you to doubt your reality. So then next word, built. Built, that's the Greek word, epo, ikodomio, that is E-P-O, I-K-O, D-O-M-E-O. E-P-O-I-K-O-D-O-M-E-O. That's built. Actually, it means to build upon. Built up in him. Built upon in him. I really want to show you how this word is used. To build upon something. You are not building upon nothing. You are building upon something. I will explain this. Please follow me. Acts chapter 20, 32. And then fast, please try and catch up. Acts 20:32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to what? Build you up. That's the same Greek word, epoyokodomio. To build you up. To build you up and to give you an inheritance among them which are sanctified. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 10. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 10. Come on. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builded thereon. Thereon, you build upon. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20. Ephesians 2:20. And are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, built upon. Are you with me? Come on. Okay, Jude 1:20. I'll wait for you in this time. Jude 1:20. So you are not just, it's not just, you are not building upon nothing. You are building on something. It's to build upon. Jude 1:20. Want to go? But ye beloved, what should you do? Building up yourself. Read again, everybody. Come on. Yes. But you beloved, building up. Again, read again. Want to go? Everything, yes. But you beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Ghost. So there is a responsibility of man to build upon. You build up yourself. Build upon. Okay, back to Colossians 2:7. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. Established in the faith. Establish in the faith. That's the Greek word. B-E-B-A-I-O-O. That's established. B-E-B-A-I-O-O. B-I-O. Something like that. B-I-O. It means to confirm. To confirm. to be confirmed in the faith. To be confirmed in the faith. Okay, I will show you just, like, let me say, four places where it's used. Same is used in Matthew 16, verse 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, and the Lord walking with Mark 16, 20. I always love to finish it to verse 20 because I love that end part. I love the way he puts it. Okay, let's take it together. I want to go. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with what? With signs following. That's good. That's good. Confirming. That same Greek word that is used as established. Go rush to Romans chapter 15, verse 8. We are all our senators. Senator Ezekiel. Okay, Romans 15, verse 8. Are you there? Now I say that Jesus Christ was a what? Minister of his circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 6. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 6. First. Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. Same Greek word. Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. See verse 8. Who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. See 7 Corinthians 1 verse 21. That's the last one. 7 Corinthians 1:21. So, now he that establish us with you in Christ and that anointed us is God to establish you. So, say, I am confirmed in Christ. Say, I am established in Christ. Say, I am rooted. I am built up. Confirmed in Christ. See Hebrews chapter 13 verse 9. Hebrews 13 verse 9. Come on, everybody. I will wait for you to open this one. Yes, that part is better. Hebrews 13 verse 9, right? Okay, want to go? Be not carried away with what? Diverse and strange doctrines. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Hallelujah. Say, we are established. So, back to Colossians 2 verse 7 now. So, he told you, he said, rooted, Colossians 2 7, be rooted and built up in him and established, confirmed in the faith, as you have been taught. Now, the next word, he said, abounding therein with what? With thanksgiving. Abounding therein with thanksgiving. Of course, abounding, that's a Greek word that means to excel. That is P-E-R-I-S-S-E-U-O. Perisio. It means to excel, to increase, to exceed. So now, I wrote it down. Thanksgiving is a major tool of growing up spiritually. Thanksgiving is a major tool of growing up spiritually. He said, I'm burning daring. That would mean excelling in everything I've said with thanksgiving. How do you excel in your being built? How do you excel in your being rooted? He said you should do it with thanksgiving. Say thanksgiving. See, when you hear about who God has made you in Christ, how does it make you feel? You hear about what he has done. You give thanks. You rejoice. You open your mouth to give thanks for the little you have seen of God. When you open your mouth to give thanks for the little you have seen of God, you will strengthen your mind to receive more. Not that God will do more, no. But rather, you will strengthen your mind to comprehend more of his goodness. That is why that our common Ephesians 1:15, he said, for this cause, wherefore I also, after I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto us saints, cease not to give thanks for you. When last do you spend like 3 hours? Oh, Father, I'm just thank you for you made me righteous. I'm just thank you for you made me holy. At times, when we just say speaking in tongues, don't forget, you know what I actually put it in 1 Corinthians 14? I will pray with the Spirit. I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit. I will sing with the understanding also. Say, yes, when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, we can bless God with the Spirit, and we can also bless ourselves. Are you with me? So actually, it's not every time we say we are praying for revelational knowledge. At times, you can be in the Holy Ghost, but in your mind, you are appreciating God for the little you have seen. You are appreciating God that, wow, finally that yoke of condemnation, I don't bear it again. That means that you used to run from pillar to post, afraid of the dark, afraid of every demon, praying every power, every alien from my generation, after my life, after my soul, what are you waiting for? You are just, at times you just sit down and you give thanks for that. Don't bother yourself. Don't always bother yourself about the one you have not understood. Why not abound in the one you have understood with what? Thanksgiving. Say thanksgiving. Say thanksgiving. So Paul said that in Ephesians 1:16, I cease not to give thanks for you. What God has done demands thanks. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It demands a shout, deserves rejoicing. Amen. At times we rejoice in church, not because we got an extra last, not because of anything, just we saw who he made us. He said unto him, who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless, blameless. You hear that, say, wow, glory! You are born with what? Thanksgiving. Amen. Praise God. Don't just get carried away with knowledge that, yes, I'm who God says. Say, you are born in it with thanksgiving. In everything, give thanks. Give thanks for these things. Give thanks for this reality. Why? As you give thanks, your thanksgiving will be used of God to help your mind comprehend more. Are you with me? Have you spent like 6 hours before just praising God? You're not thinking of, okay, I want to heal the sick. You're just praising God. Wow, this is who I am. That's how to grow. You grow by appreciating what you have seen. It's not an head knowledge. You allow that knowledge to drive you to prayers. Some of you know what you did before you could speak in tongues. But later, we just go somewhere and say, and you are told, you don't need to take all this. It's just what God has done for you. Say, wow. Just like that. That should make you what? Give thanks. Are you with me? So, the building up will only be possible because of the foundation. This building up you are talking about today, it's only possible because we have a foundation, which is so great, a salvation. So, don't be worried about the path you have not understood. Don't be worried about, oh, I want to heal this thing, I want to do miracles. Are born first with thanksgiving. Why? Let me say this. Salvation has wired you already to understand God. Salvation has wired you already to give and receive healing. You are already wired like that. There is so much in salvation. Praise God. You are wired by salvation already for good works. It's already there. So what do? You thank God for salvation. You thank God for salvation. Somebody say, now in Christ, what do you even thank God for? A lot. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. The work of the 3 days demands thanks. So Ephesians 2, verse 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that is not of yourself. Come on, look at the Bible. It is a gift of God. Verse 9, if you are there, read it with me, yes? Not of what works, lest any man should boast. Verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. So please, write this down. Just where I'm going to read it for you. So we are to be rooted in and by, built in and by, established in and by the same salvation. We are to be rooted in and by salvation, built up in salvation, built up by salvation, established in salvation, established by salvation. You get that? It is, the tool is salvation, the foundation is salvation. So, let me now say this. So, therefore, the corrections that comes in salvation is not to pull you down, but to build you in what you have received. It's not to pull you down. It's to build you up in what you have received. Colossians 2 verse 8 now. Colossians 2. The corrections that we receive, haven't been saved, are not to pull us down. Colossians 2 verse 8. Beware lest any man, please open for me please. Beware lest any man spoil you through what? Philosophy and vain deceit. Philosophy and vain deceit. What is this word? What was the Greek word of that vain deceit there? Please check it for me. And philosophy. The first branch of your phone is dead. That vain deceit, what does it mean? Check. The first. Something devoid of truth, yes. Anything else? Empty and vain. What philosophy? What's your philosophy? Come on. Love of what? Wisdom. Any preaching that is too dissecting, sounding deep, sounding intellectual, sounding is making sense. Like, it's exciting here so much. Wow, it's true. It's connecting. You want to go up. How do you sow? Sow. Acquire, refire. When an unbeliever could boldly say, yeah, this man in Lagos, I attend his church. He said, I'm not even a Christian. He said, but anytime I'm in his church, it's like a classroom. He doesn't condemn us. I come and I... How does he put this? He said, though I'm not a Christian. He said, but I'm always at home anytime I'm in his church. Pastor. Praise God. Philosophy, vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of this world, and not after Christ. See, brethren, let me tell you the truth. There is wisdom in men. Man is not created dumb. There is wisdom in men. If I tell you, do you know all it takes, what it takes for this system to work? It's not the people that design this. They don't speak in tongues. Amen. People designing all this microchip, they don't speak in tongues. Programmers. Programming. Who do program here in school? C++, Java, Fortran, all those old ones. Amen. Don't do all those basic languages again. Those guys, they STN theorem, they didn't speak in tongues to get them. It is working internally. Calculus. How does a man calculus explain everything, almost everything that is happening in the world? You divide the S everything. How do they get that? That is why I told you there are things available in man, in Adam. There are also things available in Christ. There are parallel lines, though. Adam can wow you. But personally, there are some motivational teaching. If I listen myself, I say, Baba, give me that tape.
Sweet. Adam can wow you. Adam can bamboozle you.
But Christ will edify you.
That's what the point. All the inventions you are seeing in the world, don't zone it to God, zone it to man.
Get what is not for you to understand what I'm talking about.
So, the truth of all the rooting and building is that you will not be deceived. The fruit, the result of all the rooting, all the building,
don't forget to root, to be established, to be stable.
The fruit of everything is that you will not be deceived, you will not be carried away.
Colossians 2 verse 9 said,
in him dwelleth all the fullness of God out bodily. In him dwelleth all the fullness of God in bodily form. So please, so all of God is found in Christ.
See, all of God is found in Christ. Now, of course, I've told you this meaning of Jesus is the Son of God. Remember? That's the meaning. Jesus is the Son of God. Is it techno now? Oh, yes? Was techno ever used for Jesus? So why is Jesus called the Son of God? Is he the biological Son of God? So it means he is the custodian of all the fathers. So this is simply how you can explain Jesus is the Son of God. Verse 9. Read verse 9 if you want to go. For in him dwell all the fullness of God bodily. That would mean all of God can be found, is only found in Christ. So don't argue with Muslims forcing it down their throats that you have to believe it. God has a son. The Muslim will ask, where is his wife? Say, don't worry. Don't worry about wife. God is powerful. He has a son. Explain it to them. Are you with me? Jesus being the Son of God does not mean a biological baby of God. No. It's talking about all of God can only be found in this man. As I say, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the destination. Amen. Don't bother looking for the Father. Come to me. 2 Corinthians 5:19. God was where? In Christ. He consigned the world to himself. So the God that saves, the God that... don't forget. Let me down. The God that saves, the God of our salvation, where do we find it? In Christ. So, Colossians 2 verse 9, in him dwell all the fullness of God in bodily form. Bodily. All of God is found in Christ. So, verse 10, and you are what? And you are what? Complete in who? In him. Hallelujah. Who is the custodian of all of God? That's what he's saying there. He said, I'm not asking you a question. He's saying, you are complete in him, in that man that is the what? Custodian of all of God. You are also complete in him. Woo! That would be complete. That should be plero. P-L-E-R-O, right? P-L-E-R-double, complete. You are filled to the full in him. You are furnished. You are supplied liberally. You are filled to the top. That nothing wanting to full measure. You are filled to the brim. Hallelujah. You are made complete in every particular measure and pattern. Say, I'm full in Christ. Say, I'm full in Christ. Say, nothing missing. Come on. Say, nothing broken. So, your condition cannot be improved upon. Don't get me wrong, but I'm not saying you should not be. I'm not talking about physical condition. Amen.
So your condition in Christ, your condition in God, that the abundance that God has deposited in you cannot be improved upon. It can only be understood. You cannot be improved upon. Amen. You are at the best of destinations already. You are at God's destination. You are at God's finish line. You are at God's very end.
to know what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us what who believe according to the working of his mighty power. But this power, he wrought everything where? In Christ. Like we love to say, when Christ finished raising us with Christ, what happened? God has no power again. I mean, when God finished raising us up with Christ, he has no power again. He used everything. Praise God. Come on, praise God. So, back to Colossians 2, 11. So, this is why it's a crime to torture a Christian, a believer, that you will not make heaven, or for you to speak in tongues, you must fast, you must pray to make heaven, you must pay that you are just, that a believer is so far from this. How can you see yourself complete in Christ and you now, and tight will make you incomplete? What sort of stuff is that, man? Say, I'm complete! So, verse 11. In whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. Imagine. He just silenced all everything. All his, this is a circular to everything Abraham did. He just silenced all the Jews with one word. He said, wait, we are circumcised. Not anything made with hands. In putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Verse 12, buried. Say past tense. Say buried. Say past tense. Buried with him in baptism, wherein you are also risen up with him by the faith of the operation of God who has raised him from the dead. Verse 12, want to go? And you dead in your sins and uncircumcision of your flesh, at he quickened together with him, having forgiven you how many trespasses? Say all trespasses. Say all is all. You know, when we are even saying that God forgave you your sin, past, present, and future, you see a weak language. He said he forgive you all. Simple. It's just once. All is all. Any day you read the scripture, how many will you find there? All trespasses. Amen. Wake up tomorrow, check the Bible again. How many did he forgive? All trespasses. Praise God. And I've told you this, it's not even peculiar to the New Testament. David said it long ago. Say, God, if you mark iniquity, who will stand? There is forgiveness with you. You don't mark iniquity. Amen. You don't keep it. Because Moses and his guys are keeping it. You understand? Sorry. Verse 14. What else did he do? Want to go? Blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances that was against us, which were contrary to us. Took it out of the way. Exactly. Four. Nailing is to his cross. Say, took it out. Say, take away. Say, took it out. Oh, you're big guy. Amen. Sorry, that's tongues. 15, come on. And what? Having spoiled. Tell our mother church this. He spoiled principal. You don't. Sorry, what? Sorry, check spoiled there. What does it mean in Greek? He strip off. He disarm. Ah! Oh, you're a one. Amen? Hallelujah! I'm just saying, he disarmed! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Do you know how he disarmed them? He set you free. Because you are their trophy before. Man was a trophy of Satan. Satan could brag because man was subjected to him. But when the man became liberated, that is this disarming of the devil. Because no authority has ever been given to angels. Authority was never given to the devil. Authority belongs to man. Hallelujah. Set the man free, the devil becomes what? Disarmed. Amen, amen. Useless there. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's as good as dead. I prefer you use slang like sin is as good as dead than to say sin is dead. Don't say such rubbish. Praise God. Are you with me? Come on. So, 15 again. Let's read. Having spoiled what? Principalities and power, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. Hallelujah. How did he make a show of them openly? How do you think he did it? Us, yes. New creation, yes. Acts 2, Acts 3, Acts 4. Amen. In the beautiful gate. That's part of it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on. Each time we heal the sick, what are we doing? We are seeing disgraces. We are disgraced. We are saying, see. Amen, amen. Our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with what? With the Holy Ghost. Then with power, he went about doing what? Doing good. Say, do good, though. Not do good, though. Colossians 2, verse 16. Now, this is where I'm going. Based on all you have seen about yourself. 16. One to go. Let no man therefore. Say no man. Say no geo.
No geo.
Say not even my pastor. If you say it. If you say it. If you say it. If you say it. Say let no man.
Let no man.
Your pastor is not part of the man. Say no man.
No man.
Ooh, glory to God. Do some things. Even when the man of God reads, you just be humble.
Say no man.
Praise God.
So when they are praying and they are sleeping, what do you do?
Say no man. Ah! Amen. Praise God. So he said, let no man therefore judge you, crino you, let no man examine you, let no man condemn you. In what? Imagine, in meat, in what? In drink, holy communion. Holy communion. Imagine. How do you call a believer incomplete because of holy communion? It's not good. It's in respect of an holy day. And I can't forget there was a day I see these Sabbatarians. They say they are doing crusade. No problem. They are doing evangelism up and down the street. No problem. Because as far as Moses is concerned, they are even correct. Sabbath is not even Sunday. Sabbath was Saturday. They are correct. But they now made a mistake. You said you are doing evangelism. You are sharing flyer. They now gave me the flyer. What is there? Is Sunday the right day of worship or Saturday? See, this is now where you missed it. You are now too correct. Now you are wrong. Amen? You understand? Too correct before God is what? You are wrong. Because you now took it a step further, not only to say you are correct, to now say anybody not doing it in this way, you are wrong. And who made Sunday and Saturday? It's parallel again. Now, shadow of thought in trope. Amen? Just everyone and everybody's rotating and it's giving you days and nights and you are using that as a benchmark. What is the meaning of worship? What is in John chapter 4? God is the spirit. Then I worship. Where would they worship right now? In spirit. That would mean worship would just be your state, your default. The spirit. Worship. Simple. Amen. That's not talking about even what to do progressively. Just saying. It's not even talking about speaking in tongues. Just saying. See, your nature pleases God. Simple. Hallelujah. Not a day of the week. Select no man. So, Holy Communion cannot dictate your state with God. It cannot dictate your relationship with God. Rather, Sabbath day, also, don't forget, cannot dictate who you are. It cannot judge you. It cannot examine you. But rather, the Sabbath day made sense because of you. I'll put it in another way. The Passover, it made sense because of us. Everything they were doing then, it made sense then because of the new creature. Or let me ask you this question. Can we have a shadow without the real figure? So what existed before? Shadow or the reality? So which one came first? Figures of salvation or salvation? Now, the issue is that only then, we only existed in the mind of God. But yet, it's tangible. Ooh, glory to God. That full picture of salvation, then, when they were doing all these rituals, it only existed in the mind of God, which the prophets were now trying to search out. They were searching something tangible in God. Are you getting me? So, E.G., rush to Hebrews 10, verse 11. I'll be rushing now. Because I'm just 50%. Hebrews 10, 11. Are you there? So this is Bible study. Hebrews 10, 11. Come on. Want to go? For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things. Can you see that? Hebrews 10, 1 now. Spirit. 10:1, want to go? For the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things. Can you see that? What do they have? A shadow of good things to come. Don't forget, that good things to come was already in the beginning. Hallelujah. Although it has not manifested, but is already settled in God. Bible said God rested on the seventh day. Since then, he didn't work anything. Hallelujah. Rest is rest. Man, find your square root. So the law, having a shadow of good things, but not the very image, cannot with those sacrifices which they offer year by year continually make the commerce thereunto perfect. Imagine they just bring the miserable bread, which I like so much because, you know, we are the church janitors. You know how we do it? Once everybody has finished, all the remaining, we pack it up. That is actually very sweet. Living bread. Pack it up. Amen? It's only later, now start using diluted malt for the blood of Jesus. That does not make sense again. The whole church, you know what they use? Kai. Amen. The real one from Jerusalem. Anytime anybody is going to Jerusalem, they will say, don't worry, they will bring the real Holy Communion. That day, the church will be filled. Come for the blood of Jesus. To be candid, I've drank blood of Jesus before, and I was almost getting high. Oh, Jesus. Because after service now, we are the church. Just pick all the rest. Here's the blood of Jesus. But it's just that bread. I don't know how they bake it. It just becomes so thick, conservative, you know. It's tasteless to me. It's not tasteless. It has a nice taste. Praise God. Come on, Hebrews 8, verse 5. It's not even the body of Jesus. How can it be? Hebrews 8, verse 5. Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things. Everything is something things in heaven. It means things in God, things in Christ. As Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle, for see, seeth he, dost thou make all things according to the what? Pattern. Show thee on the mount. Now, funny enough, is even. Look at verse 5 very well. How many representations do we have there? 1, 2, or 3. How many copy? How many times was the reality copied? Okay, the things that Jesus Moses wants to say, how many times was it simplified? I know you get my question. How many photocopies do we have here before to the original? Sorry, man. Get it right. No. Okay, if it's the original, you know, you can photocopy an original document and photocopy the photocopy. So, how many photocopies do we have here? 1 or 2? Justify. If tabernacle, look at that last part. For see, seeth he that you make all things. So you are making a copy of it. According to what? Pattern. How many copy? 2 now. Somebody made a pattern of what? So you are copying pattern. How can that ever be reality? Double copy. Twice away from the original. So, the Passover, the communion, etc. are figures. Now, this is my question. What actually did God show Moses? What did Moses saw? It's the same thing all of them saw now. Something is different. Go back to Romans chapter 4, verse 3. For what said the scripture, Abraham believed God, it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that walketh is the reward not reckoned of grace but of debt. But to him that walketh not, but believe on him that justified the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Verse 6. One to go. Even Jesus. Verse 6. Come on. Let's be there. Yes. He was also what? Stop. Read again. Even as David also what? Describe. Say describe. Say making a copy. Say describe. So David too was searching the same thing. But why was he searching? The blessedness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without works. So what was David investigating? In new creation. Who was Moses trying to copy? In new creation. How does this man become this? Does not start putting all the putting around. Okay, you the Aaron. How many Levites? Levite, a whole tribe Levite. Whereas there's only one high priest. Hallelujah. Many of them priests shed blood. So let's finish that. Verse 7 saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Verse 8, let's read. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Amen, amen. So everything, every ritual is to explain the emergence of the man to whom God will not impute sin. The new creation has always been the plan. We are the men in the very image of God. Praise God. Say we are the men in the very image of God. Say we are the man fulfilling Genesis 1:26. So Colossians 2:16. Now I told you again. Back to Colossians 2:16. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days. See, I cannot be judged by my shadow. See, I cannot be judged by servants. See, it takes God to explain you. The Old Testament could only try. It takes God to explain who we are. This is the riches of His glory. Praise God. Just like who did architecture? Anybody? Anarchy students. Okay, I mean, you know when you know that they usually build. You know, if you want to build a big building, they first make a pattern. Make a pattern. You know, there are some patterns on the floor that can cost over $1 million. I've seen like the design, like, model. Thank you, modeling model. So if the model costs $1 million. The building. What will it cost? Billions. So as glorious, that's why now story is there from yesterday. That what if the ministration of what? Death be glorious. Say, guy, you don't know anything. Much more. Does the ministration of what? Righteousness exceed. Exceed does not mean this one is 4, this one is 6. Exceed means you cannot just positive infinity. Amen. Exceeding glory. So you cannot be seeing the that building like this, and you are still saying, oh wow, that's look at the arc. No, this is a building. This is a building. Are you with me? Just like the way one way I love to explain it, just like you know, maybe when you are sitting there, you are sitting dating a month to wedding, wow, you are doing Facebook call. Oh wow, you have the picture of your wife to be. Wow, so lovely, so beautiful. You now got married. She's in your house. You left her. Big picture. Wow, she's beautiful. She will pack her load. Praise God. Say reality don't come. Shadow, pack your load. Amen. So not even Moses, the archi of the building, can fully describe what he saw. Don't forget, he didn't design the house. He only saw what God has designed. Moses did not give us a pattern of salvation. Moses only investigated the plan of God.
Moses, you know, the way we read, you know, when we read that Leviticus 16, there are times some people, they try to do some very strict typology, trying to interpret everything. Like, okay, say the bell in the leg of Aaron as he was going into the temple, the bell is what? Is let's say that one is sanctification. The two goats, of course, the two goats. What else again? The Aaron's garment. That one is the righteousness. What else? Aaron's beard. That one is what? Okay, well, his rod. Huh? What was Aaron's rod? Just try to typify everything. You are trying. No, that's not the point. See. Moses saw something. Amen. So he was describing what he saw. Everything is to describe the man to whom God will not input. So it's not the details that matters as much as the conclusion. Praise God. Praise God. Come on. That is why you will find the word atonement, covered with blood. In New Testament, there's no atonement, remission. Just take away. Later, you now see that you see blood. When you now saw Christ, although blood Christ, he shed his blood. When you now read the Bruce very well, that's blood. God did not shed any physical blood for you. Amen? Praise God. So, Hebrews 3 verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was what? Verse 3, want to go? For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses. Why? Inasmuch as he who had built that the house hath more honor than the house. Hallelujah. Who built the house? Jesus. Verse 4. For every house is built by some man, but he that built all things is who? He is God. Verse 5. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a what? As a what? Servant. Say servant. For a testimony of those things which shall be spoken after. Verse 6. Want to go? But Christ as a. Hallelujah. As a son over his own house. Who are the house? Whose house are we? Praise God. And because he's still trying to reprove them of unbelief, he now added the latter part. If we hold fast the word confidence of the rejoicing of the whole farm to the end, to believing. This is the book of Hebrews. That's the same singular thing he was reproving them with from chapter 1 to chapter 13. So believe the gospel. So he said, whose house are we? So, who was Moses trying to typify? Us. How he made us. Our constituents. Our redemption. Our salvation. Nobody don't do it. Nobody don't write all those, ritual. You know, he just wrote in 2 Timothy 1, verse 10. He said, who has saved us and called us to an holy calling? Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which he has given to us in Christ Jesus before the world was begun. Say we, and he has made manifest, say he annulled it and he brought light and immortality. Light by the gospel. Say plainness of speech. So that is our own heritage. Come on. So where am I? When verses right. So back to Colossians 2, 16. Say let no man. Come on, you don't be tired of me. Say let no man. So let no man judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath day. Say, I cannot be judged by a servant. Say, I cannot be judged by terms of slavery. Restitution is a term of slavery. Confession of sin is a term of slavery. You get that? There are terms used when they are still bound by sin and death. That's terms of slavery. Holy communion is a time of slavery. Sorry, Passover, right? Are you with me? Amen, amen. Praise God. Get the tools of the prophet if you don't understand that. Tools of the prophet. So, verse 17 now. 17. So, I read 16, you read 17 for me. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day. All of the new moon, all of the Sabbath day, 17, want to go? Which are a shadow of things to come,
body, hallelujah, is Christ. 18, let no man beguile you of your reward, of your profits, in a voluntary humility and worshipping of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen. Vainly what? Puffed up. And just frying potato for you, right? Puffed up by his own fleshly mind. See, some attitude we actually have to angels must be changed. That is of always chanting angels up and down. In the name of Jesus. Just say in the name of Jesus. Why is that? What are you looking for? Bible did not deny the presence of angelic activities around us. But he's saying, use the name. Focus on the name. But see the correlation. Okay, let me read verse 16. Now you read 17. Let me read verse 18. You read 19. You understand the flow. Let man be God of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshipping of angels, intruding to those things which you have not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. 19, yes. And not holding the what? The head. So what will happen? As they are so much bothered about angelic this, angelic that, why are they not holding? Talk to me. Why are they not holding? They left the head. They were what? Focusing on things. Activities. Not holding the head, which all the body by joints and bands having nourishment, ministered and mixed together, increased with the increase of God. So you don't focus on angelic. You just want to say, okay, I send an angel on an errand. See, God is wiser than us. He's saying don't. That thing is called worshiping of angels. That attitude of always saying, well, as I'm listening right now, I've positioned five angels in five corners. Once you use that time. Jesus healed plenty. Did you see him saying, as you speak the word, they are ministers. Oh God. How does he put it? It's someone or two. He said, bless the Lord, his mighty angels. Which are keen unto his word. They were keen to the word. So what is your business? The word. Christ, hold the head. Leave the servants. Ministry spirits. I believe Hebrews 1:14. Sent forth to minister unto them. Which are the what? Heirs of salvation. Praise God. Come on. Yes, look at verse 20. Your Bible, verse 20. Wherefore, if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why as though living the world are you subject to what? Ordinances. Touch not, taste not, and do not. Which are all to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men. Praise God. Now, it says, which things also have a shield of wisdom in will worship and humility and neglect of the body, but not in any way to the satisfying of the flesh. Now, he has told us things not to do. What are the things to do? Chapter 3, verse 1. Don't, like, please, anytime you are reading this place, don't stop your reading here. Chapter 3, verse 1, I've told you the things to focus on. One, two, let's read. If you then be risen with Christ, see those things which are what? Which are what? Above. Okay, so from the interpretation we just saw, worshiping of angels, is it above or beneath? So when you're always talking about angels, are you above or you are beneath? You are small. That's Bible now. Okay, let's focus. Where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Amen, amen. So you focus on things where? Things in Christ. Rituals, please write this down. Rituals don't grow believers. Rituals, confession. There's a woman in, let me not mention the name of the whitish woman. I like how she did National Day of Atonement. You know that? Day of Atonement. Of course, you have to bring what? Bring dollars. I was in that camp maybe 10 years ago right now, when the big man of God said, well, God said your sins are now too much. All of you in this place, write your sins on a sheet of paper. I will take it to God on your behalf. I was there. Your sins and your iniquities. Your papa, he said, oh, that is God, not me. So know your pastor and know your savior. And don't do what? Cross multiplication. Amen. You don't have to be saying your dad's in the room. It's just a slang. It's a Facebook. Colossians 3 verse 1 again. If you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are what? Above. Okay, everybody here, you give me something that is above. Tola, I start from you. One thing that is above. Yes? Okay, Brad, you should start. Help us. Bookie, give me one. Oh, God. Things above. Come on, somebody help me here. Adoption. Oh, God. Ephesians 1. Blessed be God, who has what? Bless us with what? Spiritual blessings. Where? Heavenly places. We are in Christ. Although you use the word heavenly places, don't look at the sky. If you look, go up here, what you meet there is Mars and Pluto. What are the good things? Verse 4? Yes? According to his what? Chosen us, predestinated us for the adoption of children. What else? In whom we have what? Redemption through his blood, forgiveness of sin. Amen. He gave you his spirit. Those are the stuff. You have an inheritance with God. Amen. Glory to God. So it is above. It's not doing petty things, doing angel capital up and down. Say, sir, do you know the angel that is in charge of that your case? I've deployed an angel. Like the man of you know, I sent to you. Eh? I have to open my microphone to say this. One. Amen. You know, he said, well, I just are you after? What are you after? That is manipulation. I'm serious. See, we have not. Let's not go back to school days. It's manipulation. Oh, God. And if you know how to fast very well without knowledge. I wake up from my body. My body will be here. I'm going to be spying on people, seeing what they are doing. Sorry, it's not. I'm not dead. Amen. Manipulation. You just see what we call. Let me ask you this question again. Why do we call some angels demons? What the message? Is it because they are wearing black? Yes, we have been calling. What we have called now? Dark, dark, dark. I tell you, who is white? Nah. So now, don't get this wrong. Why do we call some angels demons? Because of the message, right? That would mean we have to be careful. That would mean demons will not appear as black. That would mean it may not be so difficult for a believer to give in to the moon. But what separated them is just the same message. Not even really killing people or evil. Why? Gabriel was a good man. I don't like what he did. Can we call Gabriel a demon? Can you take that out of my message? Okay, come on, let's see how we can round off this. So what I'm simply saying is that be careful. What is witchcraft? It's simply a work of it. Do you know what is it? The work of the flesh are follows? Lie, fornication, witchcraft. You get that? Oh God. A believer lies, say nothing, Abby. So also a believer, witchcraft can just be So that would mean witchcraft is not far. It's not far from people. It's not. You can witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Don't you know? It's not about years. At least that if you are strong and another could say together. It's not Jesus. That guy is just not Jesus. It is a church. Praise God. Well, actually, it's not about years. We know. But what is your own? What are you trying to? Okay, in the name of Yeshua. Is that one? Am I a Jew? Praise God. I think your Bible say what?
Jesus.
Ah! You said the name is not answering. Ah! Ujebi, no? Ujebi, no. Ujebi Ogun. Sorry. That means the name is answering like Sham. What I'm saying is that you see somebody who even a Muslim go Yeshu, the name will answer. You are now saying that his name is Yeshua. Colossians 3 verse 1. Are you going home to that? Okay. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are where? Above. Where Christ seated at the right hand of God, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. So things above does not mean things in heaven. It means things in Christ. Amen. Write that down. It means realities in Christ. For you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Hallelujah. Say, God makes me better. So your nature cannot be improved upon. You are born complete. You are born an overcomer. You are born victorious. It's just your nature. John chapter 16, verse 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. If you overcame the world, that's John 16, 33. If you overcame the world, then we overcame the world. Why? We are in him. Amen. Identified in his death. Hallelujah. Pastor Joel gave us that song. Identified in Jesus Christ. Identified in all he was or is or shall be. Eternally identified. Amen, amen. Till he returns or calls me home. Sorry, I have changed my key. Here in the words, love of Christ, I stand. So anywhere he goes, somebody say, after this world, there will first be one tribulation. Ask them, what is your own? Anywhere he goes, I go. Amen. Say, we are coming back to this. We are going somewhere. We are going. What is your business? Anywhere he goes, where you go, I go. Where you stay, I stay. You move, I move. I will follow. It's not a love song anyway. Praise God. It's not a love song. Format your mind. We're in church, man. Praise God. Don't be saying to faith. It's not a love song. It's spiritual, sanctified by the word of God and what? And prayers. Look at your Bible. If you come here and see, you are praying 24 hours a week. So, nothing being done in the church is for the sake of improvement on your condition. Your condition cannot be improved though. See, they said, you know, it's a common saying that no condition is permanent. But this one, the believer's condition is permanent. Your condition is permanent. Amen. Amen. See my condition. It's permanent. Context now. Why are we saying this? I might be talking about your brainlessness, bullessness, joblessness. Cashless. That's not what we want. Say, my condition in Christ is permanent. Hallelujah. He's just you are permanently righteous, permanently holy, permanently indwelt by God. God cannot do anything to you. So some of you, when I see you, just like the man of God that was, can I use the word ex choir leader? No, it's not ex. It's in this place, they put a picture on Facebook. Just so that God, yeah. I said, God is. I know you know what I'm talking about. Oh God. I also look at, I said, God, is this my word that is born here? All of that. If not for the eternal blood of Jesus, what should happen to his salvation? Don't disappear. Just go. The salvation will see. Salvation will run. Yeah! Salvation will just take grace. Pick grace. Run. God will say, salvation. Hold on. Salvation. No! One lock! So, salvation must be eternal. Amen. You don't know the picture I'm talking about. Shout me up about service. I will show you. Maybe you will be watching me live online. Oh, glory to God. I said you remove it. It's nice. Let's bring it to church. Let's lay hands on you. So, now, you are permanently indwelt. Everything about you is permanent. But there is a rooting, there is a building, and there is an establishing by salvation and in salvation. There is a rooting, there is a building, there is an establishing by salvation and on salvation. Now, let me explain that. When I'm saying there is a building by salvation, I mean you can only use the things of God to build up the saints. There is a rooting, there is a building, that is an establishing by salvation. That means you can only use the things of God to build up the saved. I cannot bring success principles here. It cannot work on you. It should not be passing back. Odeshi. I cannot use things outside Christ. I cannot use success motivation. Zig Ziglar. And rich dad, poor dad. Who else? Richest man in Babylon. 48 laws of power. It cannot work on a Christian. Don't be bouncing back. Just waste of effort, waste of manpower, waste of everything. Amen. Say we are built by salvation. Also, I said we are also built. So I wrote them. I said not science, not psychology, not philosophy. Also, we are built on salvation. That means this growth process only makes sense on the saved ones. You can also apply the Bible like this for a man that is not saved. His first call is for him to believe the gospel. So you grow by salvation and what? On salvation. Stop looking for. Some people say, well, now I have understood where I am in Christ. Now I have to understand the dimensions of demonology. Let's know how the. Give me the name of a demon that you know before. Atropos. Incubus. That is common. You have some deep ones. I tell you their name. Jawuru. Abba. Go to the marine kingdom. And every day there is fear, they are in soup. Deliver them. Thing will not finish. 80% of people catch demons in the church. Hebrews 12. I'm actually very serious. But we have been doing it before. God forgive us. Hebrews 12. You can never be delivered by a deliverance minister. You will just be having his appointments. Monthly deliverance. And prayers cannot deliver you. Prayers does not stop the money and does it. I give you the gist. Satan. I don't know. You are ready for demons. Hebrews 12, you are ready. Me before, that we see one and like those demons, they already know that they can scatter your day by just doing like this. I just mean anything. As I expect something, I will just respond. They are around. What about those other? They do. How can? If I smell any demon in my dream before, or other things, I say, yeah, I'll press me down. I'll just wake up. 8 hours. Stretch. You know what will happen? I will not see them for 4 days. The fifth day, they come again. I will respond again. 2-3 days fasting and prayers. I'm on fire. That circle continue. Until one day, I just went to see one of Pastor Lawrence. We were just talking. See, they don't start talking about demonic oppression. And I said, Pastor, this is what happened to me. What do you try to do? Says I'm waking up like this. Isaiah 50, Sam is small. I will feed them that oppress you with their children. They will be drunk with their own blood as we sweet wine. Jeremiah 59, set up a standard against the walls of Babylon. Make the world strong. Bear the ambition. I will quote a whole chapter. And then, I not told you. I said, sir, this thing happens to me. Say, they press you down to you. I said, yes, sir. So what do you try to do? I the last passing. That's why I did this. Next time, please make it. Turn the other side.
Is that how I open my mouth?
In that day, like, it's like they just came, they knew.
I have not even started sleeping. They came again. Beep, 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 beep. Before. Jesus! It's really, oh God. Okay, we all like sheep.
First day they came, I didn't answer. Second day, from the first day till date, I don't spend any. From the first day of doing nothing,
Later, now, started there, but nothing later. Like, demon came to me. When the war between him and the Pope was hot. When the war was hot between him and Pope, and just said, the demon said, one day, just was sleeping, just seeing everything, just happening. Just he stood up from his bed. The bed just started floating. Like the bed was floating. He got to the sitting room, everything was upside down. That's a big black picture on the one at the one corner. Say, my name is I am the devil. And I've come to kill you. What did you do? When you are done, and then my sitting room. Hallelujah. Neatly arranged. He slept. He slept on the floating bed. When he woke up, he put everything back in order. But it is a Jesus 21 times. He know it, baby. Babuja de Onoruba. Oh, Jesus. Say, I'm born an overcomer. Let's finish this up with this. Hebrews 12. So, you don't fight for your reality. Reality is what? Reality. It cannot be improved upon. To fight on it will mean to spoil it. You spoil the show. Don't spoil the show. Tell anybody, say, don't spoil the show. Say, walk in rest. Say, labor in rest. You know, we have very little prayers for you praying for yourself or things. You know what the prayers in the epistle? You pray to know. Give thanks to God. Pray for missions. Pray that the world gains. That's all. That's all. There is no way in the Bible that they prayed against a demon. Not one place. It's not there. Go and find it. What they do is to cast out the demon. Casting out the demon is not praying against them. They shake them out. So why you say, well, when we are telling him to die, we are telling the spirit to die. There is no prayer point like that. So Hebrews 12, verse 5, I will consider from there Friday. Want to bless now read. 12 verse 5. Slowly want to go. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. Next verse, yes. Whom the Lord loveth, chastened, and scourgeth every son whom he. Hallelujah. Well, we'll start from that next time. Say, I'm loved of God. Say, I'm loved of God. Come on, say, I'm loved of God. Say, he makes me better. Say, in sonship, there is room to be better. So that's what I'm saying. That's why I call being rooted and built up. We are not trying to say your sonship will not get better. What is going to happen? You will be rooted, you will be built, you will be established, you will be stable. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So he said, my son, he said, whom the Lord loveth, he chastens, he corrects. He corrects you because you have been received. You have been received. You are in bliss already. But now there is room for what? For improvement. Is it on your condition? Is it on your nature? No. It's called being built up.
Be rooted. See, be rooted. Be stable. Be firm.
Don't be the one that you will, that some of you in your prayers, you still have a small urge to be confessing your sin. I know you that happened to you. So I'll just pray for you. I'm not confessed. You see that small urge.
Praise God. Say I'm stable. I'm not carried away. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray for everybody. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are stable. We are stable men. We are stable men. We are stable men. Stable in the faith. Shabi and Sova, Mr. David and Tori Zava stay. We are stable men. 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 Come on, pray, 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 pray. We are stable men. We are stable men. We are stable men. We are rooted. We are built. We are grounded in it. Come on, just hold your hands to your neighbor and pray in tongues. And please pray with a bit more tenacity. I'm done. Let's want him to continue. Come on, it's too bad. Just sit down and pray, 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 pray. Anto, Karista, Gapilamos, Safi, stay together, stay together, stay together.